Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. Vicki Gunvalson from The Real Housewives of OC has supposedly been downgraded to friend of status for OC's upcoming 14th season. Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules has been booked for yet another acting gig, but this time it's with legend Al Pacino? And Margaret Josephs from The Real Housewives of New Jersey is being sued for neglecting to pay a $200,000 loan to her friend. We'll end the show discussing our favorite moments that aired on Bravo this week. I will be tackling this mess and more with today's co-host. Yes, that means there's two. You may remember Kyle from episode 7, but Liz is my new friend who is willing to sacrifice 3 months' rent to attend the red carpet premiere of Lala Kent's upcoming blockbuster film. Welcome!
Hey!
Hi!
So to get to know you a little bit better, Liz, that is, Kyle, you've answered these questions. I am going to ask you 3 questions.
Okay.
First question, what is your favorite show on Bravo?
Okay, so if you asked me this a month ago, it would have been Real Housewives of New York. But then I had, like, a week before I had to start a new job, and I was like, I'm just going to get into Vanderpump Rules. And it has changed my life, and so Vanderpump Rules is
wow.
My final answer.
So you're...
I'm freshly through every single episode.
That is, like, I wish, like, if I had any wish, if I had a genie, like, it'd be, like, to go back to have never seen a single episode.
Yes, 100%.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
Wow. Your least favorite show on Bravo?
Probably The Real Housewives of OC. Which is sad because it was what got me into most Bravo things. And then I just, like, at some point was like, I can't anymore. Like, I don't know what's happening. Probably around season 7.
I completely agree. And the Bravo star that you think should come back to a franchise?
So, I am ripping off Kyle's answer to this because I heard it. And, like, I texted him because I was like, I'm gasping. Because I agree so hard. Which is Alex McCord.
Oh, 100%.
On The Real Housewives of New York. Who I still follow on social media. Even though she lives in Australia with, like, her... family.
Her weird kids. Like,
yeah, her kids are so weird.
Like, I mean, when you name your kids Johan and Francois, like, they automatically are just gonna be, like, a couple layers of weird. Like,
we need the Van Kevins.
Oh, we really do. Well, obviously, I feel like every time someone tells me their least favorite show is OC, we have the heaviest OC episode of this podcast.
Well, they still do a lot.
Yeah, no, they're batshit crazy.
They do it well.
Yeah. It's not necessarily good, but it's there, happening.
So, Vicki Gunvalson, obviously the OG from the OC, has rumored to be a friend of, which is quite interesting. So, on the Jeff Lewis podcast on Radio Andy, Jeff leaked that Vicki is now being demoted to the friend of for next season, and then Kelly Dodd ended up calling in, basically confirming, saying something along the lines of, you know, she should just gracefully exit rather than coming back as a friend.
That's, like, brutal.
Completely.
Vicki is such an OG. Like, when did OC even start? Like, it's been, like, 12 years.
Let me find out.
And to have her not, like, cleanly cut from the show and just downgraded seems very evil.
2006. Cool. It's been
so long.
13 years.
13 goddamn years.
And I've been watching since episode 1. Like, where were my parents?
So what is, like, as kind of, like, a non-OC person, like, what is, like, the rationale behind demoting Vicki?
Well, I'm thinking it probably is some sort of, like, her, like, weaning her off the show without it being, like, aggressively, like, get the fuck off. However, Luann was demoted to friend of, came back the next season, and was like, don't be all uncool. and then became, yeah, then, like, became, you know, like a cabaret star. There is time for her to redeem herself, to be back on the show. However, I don't think she'll bring it.
You know.
You don't think so?
I think how old is she now? Like, I don't want to be ageist here. But
she's
like,
56.
She's, oh, really?
Okay.
I thought she was older.
So, obviously, Jeff...
don't come to me.
Yeah, right? Like, you know she has, like, her intern somewhere being like, find my name on every single search.
GoogleTrends.com.
Yeah.
I thought she was, like, in her 50s when it started.
Well, Jeff Lewis also has been going after her weight. He said, you know, everybody looks skinny on TV except for Vicky.
I don't think that's
which
true.
Is, like, truly...
not
like,
real.
Not real. Yeah. Like, Vicky, like, is a normal-sized woman. Like, I've never looked at her and been like, fat. Like,
also, people tend to look bigger on TV.
Yeah, right?
Everyone does.
So, someone posted the picture of Jeff Lewis with Gage and Jenny. So, a couple months ago, he posted the photo where he, like, X'd out Jenny's face because he is really classy. So, then Vicky responded, that's what he gets for being awful to me. That's what he gets for being awful to people, including me. Like, I love that Vicky gets, like, down and dirty in Twitter comments.
Oh, yeah. I love any reality star that tweets.
Twitter is one of the best, like, slamming people platforms because it's just, like, it's so open. Like, it's not an Instagram comment section where it's, like, you can just like or reply to it. It's, like, you can insert yourself into that conversation in any way.
That's, like, why I don't go on Twitter because I'm, like, terrified. Like, I'm really, like, yeah, I'm, like, too sensitive. I'm, like, stop.
I would be a terrorist on Twitter if I were a reality star. I would just spend all day on it. It would be awful.
Seriously. So I guess staying in OC, two of our OC ladies have new mans in their lives. So Alexis Bellino from seasons 5 through 8, if you don't remember her, yeah, she's known for Jesus Jugs. You remember that, like, I can't remember where the event was, but Tamara was like, get the fuck out. And then her husband was really creepy, Jim Bellino.
Hated him.
So Alexis and Jim were divorced in June of 2018, and it was finalized in August 2018. She has a new man's name, Andy Bond, who she posted a shit ton of photos with over Super Bowl weekend, and he is such a big man.
Massive.
Like, his hands are the size of baseball mitts. Like, and
weird
in this one photo that I'll post...
Is not good.
Well, I don't think she cares about the face.
The hand. The grasp.
It's the size of her thigh.
I'm like, turned on.
Like, are you one of those girls that, like, get picked up like that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's never happened before, but, like, I'm hoping, like...
Don't bash until you try it.
Yeah.
He's better than the last, like, her husband.
Oh, my God. Jim Bellino had limp dick syndrome, which is why he acted that way.
The one thing I always remember about her on that show is that she went through this whole, like, monologue, like, to the camera thing where she was like, I have to keep myself looking good. So, like, basically so women don't steal my husband. And then they just cut to, like, her husband being disgusting.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is where the editors of Bravo are so good at their jobs. We're like, they let you draw the conclusion. But, like, they're like, they put that right there and then cut to, like, a just disgusting image of him.
It is truly, they're the biggest trolls ever. So Alexis is obviously the mother of three. And she posted a photo of, like, her with Adam on this couch and the three kids and put the caption, filming a reality show soon with these crazy cats, minus the kids. Woot woot, stay tuned. This part was dark. Please ignore my dirty feet. I didn't wear flip-flops outside all night. No hate, only love on this page. Like, love that
XO.
People. Yeah, like, love that people are, like, casually talking about her dirty feet. But.
Feet are big online.
Yeah, I know.
They're
they
massive.
Really are. I don't
understand.
She's getting ahead of the criticism.
Right. So, OC just started filming.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that now she's posting this, that they're filming a reality show, I'm wondering. Bravo's favorite thing to do is be like Captain Save-A-Ho. It's like, oh, this girl just got divorced, so let me swoop in, get her back on the show, give her some money.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some rails on this train wreck.
Exactly.
Right, and then they have this, like, fire inside of them. They're like, I have to create drama.
Exactly.
To stay relevant.
Exactly. It's and it's like, I don't have my husband's money anymore, so I gotta really bring it.
Yeah,
I mean, $6,000 a month in child support, though, $2,000 for each kid. You could do a lot with that. That's some good seed money.
Dude, I mean, some of these people, I mean, this actually kind of moves flawlessly into Shannon Bedore, who also has a new man. But before we talk about that, it was revealed in tax documents between Shannon Bedore and David Bedore's, like, fucking divorce, which, like, how crazy is that? Like, why are we able to see that? Like,
I know.
So
I'm so thankful for it.
That, like, searches through to be like, oh yeah, my job is to find the Real Housewives tax documents and scrutinize the fuck out of them.
That is literally what I'm trying to make my full-time job. So it was revealed that Shannon made $423,000 in 2017. Which is a lot
like,
of money.
Like, on her own?
Yeah. Like, okay. That was her own money. And then I'm wondering, like, she must make pennies next to, like, Nene, who's literally pulling in $2.5 million a season.
Yeah, like, Bethany and Nene, there are some, like, big standouts that, like, really make bank, but she must get, like, a couple hundred thousand.
I mean,
or maybe that's
not bad. And then it also kind of said that David's monthly income is $108,000 a month. Like, can you imagine making that, like, seeing that come into your bank account every week?
Would not know how to act at
all. That, hence, these people not knowing how to
act. I'm literally like, what would I, would be like, this shouldn't be in here at all. Where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah, I guess you just go shopping and you become a housewife.
Yeah, I think you would deeply lose touch with reality, like, very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, you truly do not need to go to, like, grocery stores. You don't need to go to jack shit.
Oh, God.
It's kind of terrifying in a way. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, well, I'm so rich, I don't have to do literally anything for myself. And, I mean, you see Shannon. Like, Shannon actually, I think Shannon was a real woman and mother prior to being on the show. Like, I always feel like she's a good mom, and I feel like, you know, she has had a little bit of a grasp on reality. Like, I'm trying to think of someone who doesn't. Like, Kelly Dodd?
Yeah. Luann?
Luann is perfect.
Life is a cabaret.
Is a cabaret. I also think just, like, the setting of the OC, like, living in the OC is, like, a crazy bubble. So, like, their brains are already, like, very damaged from, like,
All they know
their
outside
neighborhood.
Of it is, like, cities.
Yeah.
They're like, I love New York. It's so close to home.
Yeah, right.
That's one thing where I think, like, New York housewives get, like, have a little bit more real side to them because they have to, like, put up with New York. Like, the OC, like, they're in such, like, their own world.
Totally. Like, they see homeless people. It's not just, like, good-looking white blonde people.
And they, like, act, they, like, at least know that, like, downtown exists.
Yeah.
They'll, like, make a big deal when, like, Sonia's, like, outside of Upper West Side, and she's like, I was out near Bethany's apartment downtown, and, didn't know where I was at first, but I found it eventually.
I would love, like, to see, like, a reality show where you just drop, like, Ramona and Sonia in Brooklyn.
Oh, my God.
And that's it. Like,
that's
there's nothing.
No rules.
Just
no
cops. They have to find their way back to the Upper East Side.
Yeah, and
that's
and
the only challenge.
And you have to take their phone away. But even though I feel like the two of them with phones with Uber still wouldn't even be able to call an Uber.
No.
Like, they wouldn't be able to get that far.
But I also think, like, if you just brought Sonia to, like, Metropolitan, she'd be fine. Like,
oh,
you just
absolutely.
Have to, and even Ramona.
She'd be like, oh, I think I went to a party over
here. Yeah, like.
Oh, I know this place.
Uh-oh. You just have to drop them in the exact correct location.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would thrive.
Like, Caroline Diner is down the street, right?
Well, staying on Shannon Bedore, she also has a new man's in her life. She's been spotted dating Comcast executive Rick Stanley, who is the senior VP of advertising sales at Bravo's parent company, Comcast. Get it, girl.
God damn. To be in that meeting.
That's some money. Right where his boss is like, so Shannon was the one you chose?
Yeah. That's insane.
So he is a divorced father of two who's based out of Denver, Colorado. He was first seen with Shannon back in October when they both enjoyed a night out at Lisa Vanderpump's Sir Nightclub in Los Angeles, which, like, love that he's, like, down to go to that.
I love, like, that Bravo is, like, an ecosystem.
It truly is.
Within it. It's like a world. It's like the Harry Potter universe, and it's like, you know, there's crossover. Like, Annie Cohn's baby shower. You were like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like
it's like the Super Bowl.
It's like Marvel, you know. Right? Like, they all get together.
An Avengers fucking episode.
It's amazing.
But it's also like, it's like a walled garden extent too, where it's like, of course, when they're going to be on the West Coast, it's like, we're going to serve,
right.
We're going to this.
It's
like, you can't go anywhere else. You have to blur that shit out.
I mean, everybody, like, you'll see, like, I feel like I saw, like, Melissa Gorga there the other day. Because, I mean, you go there, and you go there to be seen.
Right.
So they're like, not only am I going to get a subpar meal,
but
I'm going to get a couple fans posting pictures of me on Instagram.
Could you imagine, like, going to Sardo and seeing Melissa Gorga just sitting at the bar? I think my brain would explode.
I would probably be like, oh my God.
I would be crying. Well, I'm actually going to LA in a week and a half, and I'm doing a full Vander crawl. Do not worry, listeners, I will be doing a full recap, but I'm actually terrified by the end of it that I won't remember anything. Because I feel like I'm going to be drinking, like, a lot of colorful...
Pumptinis.
I definitely am really excited.
Tom Tom will be an experience.
I know. I need to see...
The clocks.
Yeah. I was going to say a cast member, but you're right.
You're right. Actually, the clocks.
Wait, the clocks also are going the opposite direction. They're not, like...
So symbolic.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know
really...
That's unbelievable.
So steampunk. So they were also seen at a basketball game in Denver, and most recently a black tie event in Philly. Which, like, Shannon, what are you doing in Philly, Denver, and LA? Like, girl.
That's like James Kennedy DJing in, like, Oklahoma City.
He's literally in New York tonight. Well, speaking of Lisa Vanderpump-owned locations, obviously everybody knows Lisa is opening the LVP Cocktail Garden in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. However, she put a ad up on Glassdoor, which is a job recruitment site. So at this new location, the job listing for the lounge manager, the first essential job function is must be willing and able to appear on television or to be filmed while performing day-to-day job functions, which I believe means that there's a spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
In many ways, Vegas is an extension of Sir already. Like, it basically just feels right that they would, like, go there.
The one thing I am afraid of is what made Vanderpump Rules so great is that everybody knew each other. So they all had a past and a history. So I'm hoping that they can find people who maybe have, like, worked together in the past. Like, maybe the GM hires people he knows who are, you know, like, not only, like, hot, but, like, messy as fuck.
That's a good point. That's what always makes the Bravo shows good. That's why Real Housewives of New York is so good. Because totally. These women aren't just dealing with, like, you know, new drama. This is, like, 25 years of, like, deep-seated animosity and drama. And that's the energy I need.
Yeah. I need, like, dark, yeah, deep root. Even, like, Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like, Melissa Gorga and that christening with, like... Could you imagine, one, that happening at a family event of yours? Two, having that be televised?
Right.
And then letting it be televised?
Yeah, like,
and continue.
And continue for years and years and years after.
Their families are so broken.
Oh my god, I know. Well, I feel like any reality show you go on, you generally just end up, like, kind of fucked.
Oh, for sure.
So, obviously, I cannot wait to go to this location, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing a show. And I think this is another reason why Lisa Vanderpump has kind of been, like, MIA on Beverly Hills, because she's like, I have Vanderpump Rules. And I'm probably starting another show. I have all these other things. I'm, like, the head bitch in charge. And I don't need to be on the show for people to keep talking about me.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
She has she definitely has, like, the most successful venture that came out of, like, a Housewives.
Totally. I mean, I think Bethany's Skinny Girl was certainly, like, of the time. Like, that was, like, the major standout thing. But that was the first one.
Yeah.
Then LVP's like, well, I own 5 bars and restaurants in West Hollywood. And the people who go to, you know, the people who watch Bravo are women and gay men. Mm-hmm. And those are the people who generally hang out in West Hollywood. So she's done truly, like, the best business, like, decision ever.
Yeah. Well, Bethany was, like, she made a business that was, like, physical products and stuff, where it's, like, LVP was just, like, media. Like, we're gonna make a fucking restaurant. That restaurant's gonna have, like, its own story, and, like, every fucking kid that can be put in front of a camera is gonna be put in front of a fucking camera and all of their friends, and they are all gonna be in this, and we're gonna throw it until it fucking sticks. And it stuck real fucking hard.
I don't know if she realized, like, what a like a deep cultural impact she was having with Vanderpump Rules, though, because, like, I feel like it starts out on the premise, like, young Hollywood people trying to make it, and that premise is deeply abandoned after the second episode. People are 36. Like, they're not making it. They're not even trying to make it.
And Jax has been saying he's 36 for years, and the fact that he's truly 39, he's like, I'm almost 40. It's like, what? Like,
what? Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's like you're an adult man lying about your age. Like, the whole thing is so fucked up. But on Thursday night's episode of Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen was with Rinna, Teddy Mellencamp, and Kyle Richards. And obviously the three of those fucking cackling little hyenas were like... Like, so anti-Vanderpump. Kyle said, the last time I spoke with Ken or Lisa was when I was at their house and we were going to have a talk. Then it ended up being a disaster. When you're kicked out of someone's house, it was really strange for me because I'm so close with them. So if you guys haven't seen, like, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer, which one was incredible, but, like, Ken Todd is just like, you're a fucking liar. Goodbye, Kyle! Like, it was epic. Like, it is epic. Like, but I wonder what is happening.
To get that reaction out of Ken Todd, who was, like, comatose.
Yeah, I always thought he was, like, kind of on the verge of being dead.
He's, like, always holding a dog.
He looks like a dog. I'm excited for Beverly Hills to come back. However, I'm more excited for New York, obviously.
Oh, my God, New York.
So, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills will be back on February 12th, which, what the fuck, is literally this Tuesday. So, this comes out tomorrow, if you guys are listening to this on Monday. Wow. Okay, it's all happening so fast. Oh my god. Oh my god.
the fucking season, baby.
So moving on to news coming out of Jersey, Classic Marge, a.k.a. Margaret Josephs, is in a shady little situation. So if you guys don't, if you guys aren't caught up on New Jersey, you're insane. Marge came in for seasons 8 and 9, which, can you believe it's only been 2 seasons of her on the show? She's like one of those housewives, like Dorinda, like Shannon Bador, yes, who come in and just like, ooh, like, she changed shit.
She flips the fucking table, breaks it in half, yeah, like, beats everybody with it.
That's like a little too close to home for me.
Do you guys remember, though, that, like, weird season of Jersey where they tried to get, like, Melissa Gorga's estranged friend?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes!
Oh! Bad.
They were, because that
they
was
like, so weird. And
she
like,
probably pitched it too. It was I've got these dope ass friends you guys are gonna love. Just give them a few episodes, and they're like, sure. And then like they did it, and they're like, abort. Lose this fucking show.
Like, they were
get them off.
Crazy for Jersey. Like it was weird, but in like a weird.
But
were
they gonna try to have a fist fight? Like, wasn't there like a fist?
And then Amber with the really long hair, she was like off the rails.
Well,
her husband was a creep.
He's the biggest creep. I mean, I've talked about him ad nauseum on this show because he goes on like these crazy homophobic rants.
Oh, so, that, I'm like, that tracks.
Yeah. Gay children ruin holidays. No, losers like you ruin holidays.
Yeah, they were fucking psycho. But I think Jersey has really picked up, and I think Marge is a big part of that.
Totally. So Marge's friends, Lorianne and John Wayne Sigley,
what
a name, filed a case against Classic Marge and her husband Joe, claiming that they failed to pay back $200,000 cash loan that they gave them years ago. So basically they gave her a $200,000 loan plus an interest rate of 6% per year. As of September 2017, nothing was paid. As of November 2018, nothing has been paid.
Jesus.
Which, like, they've just been letting this, like...
Let it rock. Like,
yeah.
Say nothing.
That 6% is racking the fuck up.
Right? So, it was supposedly a mortgage loan, which is odd because their house was put into foreclosure. So, what's going on, Marge?
I just don't understand. There's this common thread, especially in Jersey, but in all the Housewives franchises, where people are living large with literally $0. And I'm like, how and why?
Like you do know. You have to eventually pay that credit card bill. I mean, you don't have to, but you'll end up bankrupt.
Right. And we'll all know about it because we can see your tax shit when right? someone inevitably takes you to court.
Exactly.
But it's also like, Bravo pays you. Like, you are getting paid by a fucking media company to be in this show. Like, you have this money coming in. Where is it going?
Where is the issue? So then back in 2016, she was also received a tax lien for another $200,000. So right now that's $400,000 she owes. And then back in 2014, she was sued by Vineyard Vines for $12 million for using their whale logo. But she only ended up having to pay $300,000. So girl, that's $700,000 right there. What? And it also now explains why her living room and home has never been fully completed. It's like, oh, because you have no money to build, you have no money to renovate the home.
Here's where I'm like, just post a bunch of Teamy Blend Instagrams and make like $600,000 and pay your fucking bills. Like, just take the dip I wear deal that they probably email you every day.
Get a Cameo account.
Yes.
Make some cameos.
Shout out Cameo.
Feet pics. I don't know. Do what you gotta do. Picks. You have a platform.
Marge, you could be on WikiFeet. Like,
yes.
You didn't even know it.
Yeah.
That's like funny because that's like for housewives, this is like for regular people that have like regular jobs and regular incomes. It's like the idea of like paying off your credit card debt. Like that's right. A big thing. Like get ahead of it. And like for them, it's like credit card debt is like way low on the rung of their ladder. And like at the top, it's like just try paying off your lawsuits. Yeah. Like try not to get fucking sued.
And like eyelash extensions.
Yeah. and weird fucking pigtails.
Yeah. Like, try not to spend $100,000 on your fucking hair a day.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I love Marge, but I do find some of this stuff to be a little shady.
Yeah.
It just seems like if you have this major company that, like, sells all of this random crap to, like, TJ Maxx's and stuff, like, you have money. Like, you have to have money to do that, right?
I guess.
I mean, evidently, you don't.
But from what I've read today, no. not to be the expert that I am in financial documents.
I just feel like Jersey, like, legal issues are contagious. Like, okay, Dolores' husband gets disbarred. Ex-husband, Frank. Yeah. Housemate.
Denial Roomy. For very long
BFF,
time.
Like, whatever you're doing there. He gets disbarred for, like, I don't know, colluding with a client.
Yeah, right?
And then, obviously, the Teresa and Joe are, like, actual felons. And, yeah, and it just snowballs. I don't know. Does Joe do... Gorga has a head of it? I assume
Well,
he
supposedly
has.
He stole something from a Home Depot years ago. That was
that
the
counts.
Whole thing. I'm like, that makes... That tracks.
Yeah.
Joe Gorga. I mean,
Danielle Staub, obviously.
Yeah. Engaged 19 times? Yeah, Joe Gorga was allegedly caught shoplifting at a Home Depot back in December of 2014. Oh.
2014? No.
Wait, actually, wait. Now that... Oh, fuck me. Okay. So in December 2014, Joe and Melissa owed over $2 million to various contractors. Okay, so seems like they don't know how to pay bills either. And then, you know, the January 2018, his Gorga's Home Pizza and Pasta restaurant right. went down amid rumors that management had been, quote, acting shady.
That seems fair. Do you know where I do want to go and will go someday, though, is Pizza Love, the WikiLeaks restaurant.
That is such a deep cut.
Yes, wait. I have. Does it get good reviews? I think so. I can't remember.
Wait.
I will do one of those reviews at one point.
They Instagram food from it, though, and it looks genuinely good. Also, one morning, I woke up, and I opened Instagram, and Joseph Wakili had randomly, like, two of my selfies.
Wait,
son.
He's like, ooh.
Yeah,
he's
right?
cute. He, like, had like, a cute glow up.
I was like, how?
You should hit him up. You should hit him up and be like, hey, like, are you interested in, like, eating pizza?
Wait, love your work.
Joseph Wakili, if you're listening, I am single. Right. You may remember me from a late night Instagram binge.
Christ.
Wow, this is a plot twist I didn't expect.
I honestly forgot that had happened until right now.
Never forget.
But yeah, that was life changing.
Well, moving on to other tragic figures on Bravo. So rude. Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules obviously is not just the hostess at Sir Restaurant, but is also a hardworking actress. She has been spotted filming in Puerto Rico on the movie Access Sally, which alongside Kate Bosworth and... Al Pacino. This movie is set in the 1940s. It's a period drama about an American woman named Mildred Gillers, who broadcasted Nazi propaganda during World War II. She was dubbed Axis Sally by the American GIs, who simultaneously loved and hated her. The story plunges the viewer into the dark underbelly of the Third Reich's hate-filled propaganda machine. Axis's eventual capture and treason trial then happens in D.C. after the war. Lala. What?
Like, so, I just want to know what happened in the meeting where it was like, you know who we should get for this? You know exactly who I'm thinking. And everyone's just like, Lala. And they're all like, yes!
Well, okay, let's be real. Her fiancé, Randall Emmett, is obviously producing this.
Oh, God.
So that is how she got the job, other than having incredible acting, which we all saw in a few episodes back, where her and Sheena did the acting class. I was like, you know who should work with Pacino? Lala.
That orgasm?
Like... I am really interested in seeing this. You know, she has been in other films, and I haven't seen them either because there's something, like, I spend a lot of time doing a lot of bullshit, but I can't do that bullshit.
No.
I can.
I can do this bullshit.
Yeah,
like Al Pacino, like, we've ramped up. Like, I'm just fascinated.
Kate fucking Bosworth. Kate Bosworth posted a photo of her and Lala on her Instagram story, and then Lala's, like, posting it again, and it's like, Kate, you're, like, a, I mean, quote-unquote, real actress.
I think Lala is really nice, though. Like, I think she's, like, a sweet person. And she I think that she's, like, nice to hang out with. I think she makes people feel good. And so, like, I think she knows how to, like, get into these spaces and, like, make herself at home. And she probably just ingratiates herself there in a really good way.
Yeah.
It's just psychotic.
Absolutely. I mean, it's working. Like, she's on, like, a major show on Bravo, now in blockbuster film. She's getting married and goes on PJs. So, I don't have any of that.
But it's a calculated choice because of what she's doing to get all of these things.
Yeah, I know. Which I guess you could see, like, oh, like, her five-year plan is, like, you know, be with him, get in some films, rack up some cash, and then cut bait, maybe. Deuces. I don't know. His ex-wife is 29 now and has two kids, he clearly has a type, which is young blonde.
Holy shit. I just look at her and I'm like, you're so gorgeous. You live in Hollywood. You could date any hot guy, and you're dating this guy, dad, tan man.
Well, her father passed away, so it could also be a little bit of, like, a daddy issue thing, which, like, I get that.
It happens. Right.
Totally happens.
That does make sense.
I wonder if this is going to be, this must be in theaters.
Because, I mean, it's Al Pacino and Kate Bosworth. And I'm pretty sure she plays a prosecutor, because I remember seeing a social media post where she hashtagged prosecutors.
Christ. Oh, so she must be in the trial in Washington, D.C.
Yes, I think
D.C.
she was
after
a lawyer, yeah.
Well, a lot of people, I posted a picture that Randall posted. I posted it on the Bravo Happy Hours Instagram account, and everyone was like, do they have fillers in your face in the 1940s? And I'm like, shots.
Jesus, fuck.
Fire.
Oh my god, murder on Instagram.
It's true.
Do you follow Brandy Jensen on Twitter?
Yeah.
She tweeted once that, like, some people's have a face that knows text messaging. And that, she was talking about Jessica Biel. She was like, Jessica Biel can't be in period pieces.
Yeah.
She has a face that knows text messaging. And somebody, I saw somebody, like, refer to that tweet today in reference to Lala. They were like, she doesn't look like she ever, like, people like that did not exist in the 1940s. Like, she is purely a person of the 21st century. Like,
that is fucking funny.
I love that she's in it, though.
Hopefully the Academy will take her in favor, you know, once it starts circulating.
She's very talented.
I would love to see it.
I'm keeping an open heart and an open mind.
I mean, Gaga surprised us. Lala might be the next Gaga. You never know.
I mean, Feeling You, did you ever hear that song? It's basically the next Bad Romance.
Oh my god.
So you guys, what was your favorite moment that happened on Bravo this week?
My favorite moment was Andy Cohen.
Aww.
As we know, he is now a proud father, but he recently posted a picture in a private jet with his new son. And while I pine with jealousy, I do love it, as it's a very sentimental picture, as that child is going to live an incredible life. And to be referred to by Bethany Instagram in a post congratulating you on your son's birth, and then referring to the son specifically saying, we have big plans for you, that is all I can ask for. If I was told to be put back in the womb and that would happen to me, I would climb the fuck back up there.
For sure.
People were saying, like, Andy, I can't believe you would bring this newborn on a plane. It's like, it's a private plane, bitch.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That baby is, like, sitting pretty.
Yeah.
Hello?
That baby has its own fucking compartment.
Yeah.
That baby is set for a while. Like, don't worry about that baby, people of Instagram.
I cannot wait to watch this child grow up. Like, there's truly, like, nothing that makes me more excited. And the fact that his, like, name, like, is Ben and, like, starts with a B and so is Bravo. I'm like... It all makes sense.
Both of Andy's babies.
Okay, yeah, right?
There's a feud between, like, Ben Cohen and Saint West.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be off the fucking chain. It's going to be, like, E versus Bravo. The first, like, crossover episode.
Oh, my God.
Liz, what about you? What was your favorite moment?
For sure. So I really enjoyed the Jersey. I've been loving the Jersey.
Jersey is just episodes. In such... Can you believe there's one more episode of the season?
Oh, it's flown by. I mean, Teresa working out, the fitness competition.
The trainer.
The trainer doing it with Dolores and Frank's son. Just the whole thing has been amazing. Jennifer and drink tequila and just life. But I think so they showed the trailer for next week, the finale, and it looks like there are people flying into pools. There looks like, it looks like a renaissance of old, early Jersey. Where there was violence, unabashed violence, I mean, they crushed wine glasses this week. Like, they go dark and hard.
It was like, terrifying when, like, there was just such an mm-hmm. easy wine glass and then, like, a glass shank.
Oh, yeah.
And Melissa Gorga's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
someone's going to die.
Yeah, like, this is not yes. okay.
It is the only, like, franchise where there is, like, real jail time, real, like, threats of, like, bodily harm, like, constantly. And that's why it's so good.
I love seeing Marty Caffrey get yes. thrown into a pool by Marge and her husband. Like, not, like, I just love the two of them. Like, I'm looking to find a Joe in my life yes. who's, like, ride or die. Like, yes. I'm a contractor, but I will never pick up a goddamn hammer in this house. But I fucking love you. And I'll push yeah. that motherfucker in a pool for you.
And you meet Jan, and you're like, yeah, it totally makes sense that she left him for this guy. Like, she definitely met Joe and was like, you're soulmate.
You're
like,
fun and nice, Jan. Yeah. And, like, seems like he's, like, a curmudgeon.
Yeah. Like, I don't really fault her for that. I kind of like Marge. Like, she has some good one-liners, too.
I really like Marge. I think she's, like, a really good person at the end of the day. Yeah. Obviously, we just, like, slammed her for being poor.
Right.
But...
but she's I think humble. Danielle...
That's the word I would use to describe her.
Humble.
But I also think, yeah, she is basically going to get Danielle off the show, I think.
Danielle is a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, a whole, like, there's no two ways about it. And Teresa is, like, under her thumb.
Teresa is, like, it's like Stockholm Syndrome. It's watching, crazy. Like, the way they talk to each other, she's like, Teresa, you are the strongest woman I know. You will never let what they say get into your brain. And she's like, okay.
She's like, yes, mother, yes, yay. Mother.
Can we just talk for 2 seconds about how Melania performed her song at Fashion Week?
Oh, my God. Was Steph and Tay-Tay there?
I can't wait to grow up. Mama said it ain't easy.
I don't care. So what?
It's catchy.
It's a bop. Like,
I obviously remember the words.
I mean, there you go. I like... like the whole like Fetty Wap arc where it's like she's like Joe can't beat his but Fetty Wap is.
And I was like, wow.
The implication what? That Fetty Wap has replaced her father in her life.
Well, Joe's probably been Joe's probably been in prison more than Fetty Wap has. So oh, hey, you know 100%. What? Maybe Fetty Wap should take
Joe's getting deported.
That's crazy. It's crazy. And so yes. soon, like in a month, in March it
I can't wait to see. I mean, like, I feel so bad.
Oh,
like,
my God. You guys, don't stop listening to this podcast because we're going to be talking about a lot about deportation. ICE, deportation, immigration reform. That's what this show's probably going
to
turn into.
Get educated and register to vote.
It's crazy yeah. how life and art just imitate each other.
So my favorite moment was the Real Housewives mid-season trailer came out. And obviously, if you listen to the show, you know I've kind of been, like, sleeping on Atlanta, but this trailer seems incredible. Obviously, it shows, like, Eva's wedding, Portia's gender reveal and engagement, Candy having some sort of sex dungeon event, which, again, big question mark, very confused, and then it shows a dinner, and this is the part that really piqued my interest. It was Marlo and Nene, and they're fighting at this dinner. Nene is wearing a really, really bad wig. That's not my favorite part of the week, but that's just a side note.
Yeah, important.
So, they're fighting, whatever, Nene gets up and starts shouting and gets up from the table. And then, so, she starts screaming at the camera crew, and you see her, like, ripping the shirt from a cameraman, and yes. you see, like, 6 different production guys standing there. So then she ends up storming off and runs into, obviously, the cameraman. She grabs his shirt and says, let's be clear, bitch, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yes, break the fourth wall!
I love it. And obviously, Nene's going under, like, true stress with her husband going through cancer, and obviously that's, you know, basically one of the worst things that could happen to you. But she's kind of kept her cool somewhat this season, I guess, in comparison to, like, I guess what we see on Jersey. Mm-hmm. But her laying her hands on the cameraman is making me, is titillating me. I'm feeling things. I'm like, okay, maybe I can watch it, Atlanta maybe. Again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Atlanta's also been on for a super long time, right? Like, I feel like they were one of the...
Yeah, Atlanta's been on since 2008, yeah.
Yeah.
224 episodes. Christ. That is...
I've spent so much of my life watching Bravo. I think I started watching Bravo via, like, Kathy Griffin.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And, like, some millionaire matchmaker. And totally. Then I just got, like, full. And then Real Housewives of OC started, and I was like, this is a life.
This is
a commitment.
That is exactly how I, because I loved Kathy Griffin, and her stand-up shows would also play mm-hmm. on the network. So I'd always watch that, and then, yeah, like, slowly but surely, I was like, okay, I guess here I am. And even, like, when I was younger, like, my parents would be like, what the fuck are you watching? I'd be like, get out of my room.
I'm it's like, good TV.
Right?
I'm like, you guys don't... fucking face.
It's too real.
Well, that kind of ends the episode, but I just want to tell listeners that the Bravo Happy Hour podcast is actually hosting a Real Housewives of New York viewing party in NYC on Wednesday, March 6th. From 8 to 10 p.m., we're going to be watching the show, subtitles, tons of Bravo heads, over 120 people have already RSVP'd, so it's going to be a fucking bop, cash bar, prizes, drinking games, Bravo music, and hey, you know, I'm going to try to invite a bunch of washed up Bravo celebs, yes. And so honestly, we all know they'll go to an opening of an envelope, someone might show up, so definitely come, go check the link in the bio on my Instagram. To reserve a spot, we have, like, 70 spots left, so they're going to go fast. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
This was so much fun. Oh, my God. No, this is incredible. This is a really good episode. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.